Welcome to episode 382 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose again, and then he spent time on earth before his ascension, proving that he was alive and guiding his disciples to continue the work that he had started. Acts 1 verse 3. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
Today's top 10 list.
10 appearances between the resurrection and the ascension.
Number 1.
In a graveyard, Jesus revealed himself to Mary Magdalene before any other person. Having just seen Jesus' empty tomb, she remained in the garden weeping when Jesus appeared to her. She mistook him to be the gardener, but when he called her by name, Mary recognized his voice. The idea that a woman would be a valid witness was unheard of in first century Palestine. The testimony of women was not given the same weight as that of men, either personally or in a court of law. That Jesus chose to reveal himself to Mary first was revolutionary. He then sent her to go and tell the other disciples. He trusted her to tell his followers of his return. Jesus also appeared to the group of women who had been with Mary in the graveyard. On their way from having seen the apostles, Jesus appeared to them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him.
Number 2.
He appeared to Peter. We don't know the details of this appearance, but both Luke and Paul write that Jesus appeared to Peter before he appeared to the 12.
Number 3.
He appeared to Cleopas and his companion. Later that day, probably 5 hours or so after his resurrection, and after appearances to the women and Peter, Jesus appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. But they were slow to realize that the man beside them was the risen Messiah. It was not until he broke bread with them and they had described to him the events of the Passion that their eyes were opened and they recognized him. It was not until they recognized him that Jesus left. He did not abandon his disciples when they did not see it was him, but remained with them until their ignorance was lifted. Later they admitted that their hearts had been burning within us while he talked with us. However, Jesus wanted to make sure that they fully understand how the prophecies of the Old Testament had been fulfilled.
Number 4.
In Jerusalem. When the two men from Emmaus arrived in Jerusalem, where the apostles were staying, it was Sunday evening. They probably immediately began to tell their story. But just as they were getting into it, Jesus appeared and said to them, "Peace be with you." As you can imagine, they were terrified and thought he was a ghost. But Jesus tried to convince them that he was not. He said to them, "Look at my hands and feet and side and touch me." And he asked them to give him something to eat, and he ate a piece of fish in front of them.
Number 5.
Behind locked doors. Thomas was not with the disciples when Jesus appeared to them on Sunday evening. And when he heard that Jesus had appeared to them, he didn't believe it. He told them that he wouldn't believe unless he saw the nail wounds in Jesus' hands and the wound in his side. 8 days later, on a Monday, Jesus appeared to them again, entering into a locked room, this time with Thomas present. As he had before, Jesus greeted them with, "Peace be with you," and he gave Thomas a great opportunity to believe. He said to him, "Put your fingers here on the wounds in my hands and touch the wound here in my side." Then Thomas believed and said, "My Lord and my God."
Number 6.
On the shores of the Sea of Galilee. A few days later, Jesus appeared to 7 of his disciples beside the Sea of Galilee, Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James, and John, and 2 others. They were fishing in a boat not far from shore, and they fished all night without a catch. The next morning, Jesus appeared on the shore. They saw him, but they didn't recognize that it was him. He said to them, "Have you caught any fish?" They said no. Then Jesus said, "Throw your nets on the other side of the boat and you will catch plenty." They did. And he was right.
Number 7.
He appeared to over 500 brethren. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 6, Paul writes, "Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive."
Number 8.
He appeared to James. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 7, Paul writes, "Then he appeared to James." The time frame is not clear, only that it happened after an appearance to the 500 and before the final appearance to the apostles. Note that this is James, the brother of Jesus, who was not one of the 12, not to be confused with James, the brother of John and the son of Zebedee. This James would become a leader in the church in Jerusalem. He's also the author of the New Testament epistle that bears his name.
Number 9.
The Great Commission. Matthew and Mark record an appearance that Jesus made on a mountain in Galilee. It was a prearranged meeting. Jesus alluded to this at the Last Supper when he said, "But when I am raised up, I will go before you in Galilee." There on the mountain, overlooking miles of country, Jesus gave the instructions that have come to be known as the Great Commission. He told them to go out into all the world and make disciples.
Number 10.
On the Mount of Olives. After 40 days of appearances and instructions, we have a final account of the last appearance where when he led them out to a place near Bethany, gave them final instructions to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit was sent, and then he was taken up to heaven before their very eyes. We know that later Jesus appears to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. However, this is after the ascension. The Christian faith is a matter of faith. There is no getting away from that. And for some people, a faith like ours will always seem ridiculous. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing." His message was that the world's intellectual snobs will never come to terms with the idea of a dying Messiah. From a cynic's point of view, our faith does seem strange. Christians trust in a God they have never seen, believe the death of his son 2,000 years ago removes their sin today, listen for the Holy Spirit's voice to guide them with words that cannot be recorded, and aim to spend eternity in a heaven whose location cannot be plotted. They think our faith is foolishness. Blind faith, they say. But it's not blind faith. What we believe may not be a product of reason, but it is reasonable. It is a matter of faith, but of reasonable faith. That is a key point in what Luke writes in Acts 1 verse 3. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. These 10 appearances that we have cataloged describe what the disciples saw and what the disciples learned. They convinced the people of that time that Jesus had done what he said he was going to do. He had risen from the dead as Savior and Lord. And those proofs that were available then are also available to us today to show that our faith is reasonable. Father, we thank you for the reasonableness of our faith. Increase our faith. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.